Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, some cool temperatures, but really a nice end to the work week now over the next couple of days as high pressure gradually loosens its grip on the area, allowing for moderating temperatures. So although chilly to start this morning, really a nice fall day with plenty of sun and high temperatures this afternoon that top out at around 60. It will still be very chilly tonight, 30s inland, 40s at the beaches, but not as cold as what we had yesterday morning. And then we'll continue to see in the last couple of days, actually, for those low temperatures. And then we'll continue to see sunshine and moderating temperatures tomorrow, but with some high-level cloudiness. That's due to the next approaching storm system. We'll top out in the mid-60s tomorrow. And then we deal with yet another storm system. It's the third weekend in a row with at least some rain at one time or another. It looks like this rainfall will be centered on Saturday night into Sunday, but there will also be a few showers around during the day on Saturday. Temperatures will top out near 70 degrees. It'll be quite warm, but that's southerly flow ahead of that storm. It's a low-latitude storm, typical of an El Nino season, something that we were concerned about developing and appears to be in the process of developing an El Nino over the equatorial Pacific. In fact, I'll be blogging about that. But we're seeing, when that happens, typically wetter conditions from California to Florida, especially during the winter, and that appears to be taking shape right now. So this storm will head to the east, and we'll get a few scattered showers on Saturday. I still think it's many hours that are going to be dry on Saturday, but there'll be a few showers. The closer you are to the Georgia-Florida border, the more rain to expect. And then as the storm system moves across the area, Saturday night into Sunday, rain and thunderstorms will increase. There's some risk for some strong storms. It does not appear to be as volatile as what we had to deal with earlier this week, and in fact, that last weekend, but still some storms that could be quite strong, especially the first half to two-thirds of Sunday. So that's something we'll keep a close eye on, of course, but that's your first alert, and we'll keep you updated as we go through the next few days. We plan on rain on Sunday. Temperatures in the 70s in the morning, quite warm, will fall by late afternoon ahead of the next strong cold front, and then that'll bring in some chilly air early next week with highs only in the 50s to start the new work week, and we'll probably be dealing with another light inland frost or freeze a couple of nights early next week. So once again, in summary, some gorgeous weather over the next couple of days with a gradual warming trend, plenty of sunshine and dry weather. The next storm system is slated to affect the area over the weekend with a few showers on Saturday, but the rain will be much more widespread and more significant Saturday into Sunday. Everybody will get at least some rain with this storm, most of it falling late Saturday night into Sunday, with rainfall amounts right now that appear to be on the order of 1 to 2 inches, locally 3+ near the Florida-Georgia border, more like a half inch to an inch locally 1 to 2 inches south of Jacksonville. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.